With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden used a whirlwind visit to Israel to achieve two key objectives. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
After arriving in Tel Aviv, the president offered his unshakable support for Israel.
I want the people of Israel, the people of the world, to know where the United States stands.
On Air Force One during the flight home, he struck a deal to get limited humanitarian aid into Gaza from Egypt.
Up to 20 trucks. This has been a very blunt negotiation I've had.
The president also pleaded with Israelis not to be consumed by rage over the brutal Hamas attacks. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Russia's foreign minister has visited North Korea following reports of a weapons transfer. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Several North Korean singers serenade Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov at a gala concert in honor of his visit. Russian state television ran footage of crowds greeting Lavrov in the pouring rain in Pyongyang, alongside a welcoming party waving pom-poms. His visit comes just days after the U.S. said Pyongyang had transferred munitions to Russia for its ongoing war in Ukraine. Shortly after arriving, Lavrov said he came to discuss putting agreements in place that were made when North Korean leader Kim Jong-un recently visited Russia. I'm Karen Chamas.
Congressman Jim Jordan has failed to win the vote to become House Speaker on a crucial second ballot. Next steps are uncertain as Republican lawmakers float other options. Jordan is refusing to drop out, angering some colleagues, but 22 Republican lawmakers rejected his bid Wednesday, more than the day before. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 332 points, the Nasdaq dropped 219, the S&P 500 lower by 58 points. This is SRN News. This week, we've been profiling the Eternal Wall of Answered Prayer project currently underway in England and its visionary founder, Richard Gamble. In an interview with Laurie Tratup of SRN News, he says, like most Christians worldwide, he's focused this week on events in Israel.
Yes. Given your heart for prayer, what would your prayer be for Israel, and how would you maybe offer some hope to Israelis today?
Where there are these major world events, God is always in the midst. So I would be encouraging everyone to pray for Israel and to pray for his people that are in that land, that they would be moved and guided by his will, that they would find peace. Peace and strength, and most of all, hope.
Richard Gamble adds his project, expected to open in 2026, will be testimony to the fact that God moves in amazing ways in answers to prayers, especially in times of war. Learn more at the website eternalwall.us. This is SRN News. A major airline says it's found a way to get passengers on its planes faster.
United Airlines says it will start boarding passengers in economy class with window seats first, starting next week. In an internal memo, the airline says it will implement the plan on October 26th. The plan, known as Wilma, for window, middle, and aisle, was tested at 4 domestic locations and 1 hub. United says it has shown that it saves up to 2 minutes of boarding time. Rich Thomason reporting.
Chinese automakers are winning over drivers as they make major inroads into Europe's electric vehicle market. They're challenging long-established homegrown brands in an industry that's key to Europe's green energy transition. The competitive threat has spurred the European Union to launch an investigation into Beijing's support for its EV industry. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.